This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to the Glow Show podcast. You're on Joy 94.9. My name's Dee Mason and I'm here with Gabby Tyack, leading senior counsel with Victoria Police and, of course, Victoria's LGBTI liaison officer. Welcome, Gabby Tyack. I asked Gabby specifically not to click her pen during the podcast, and there we go.
Well, I had to.
Unlawful.
Well, you find the law. And I'm sure there's that says I can't click my pen inside the studio. And if that's the case, I'm happy to be arrested and I'll arrest myself.
I have the pen. Gabby, welcome this Glow podcast. How's the podcast series going? How's the feedback been?
It's been going very well. I think when you listen to it, I want you to tell one of your friends, maybe five of your friends, to listen to it. And then I want you to rate it.
Oh, because you can rate the rate it if you get it down.
So on iTunes, you can rate it, you can leave comments, and then we get further up the list of where people find us, and then more people will listen to us and learn a lot more about what the Glows are doing.
Great. Just for those who have just joined the Glow podcast and they're not entirely sure, Glow is an acronym for
LGBTI Liaison Officer and Pen Clicker.
That's right. Now, of course, you've just rebranded. You used to be the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer, and of course, we've broadened out to be LGBTI Liaison. Did you know that there's a program on one of the streaming channels at the moment called GLOW, spelled G-L-O-W, an acronym for the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
That sounds like me.
Yeah, that's right. I just think there's got to be some cross synergies here.
Is it an Australian show?
No, it is from the United States of America, and it is awesome. It's an 80s-based lady wrestling program.
Maybe we should do one here.
Yes.
Did someone secretly film me?
This is why I came in oiled up.
You're not going to do one of those strip teasers and strip shows again, are you?
No, that's right.
It's not Radiothon. That sounds great. I'm going to have to watch it.
Gabby did join Dano and I for, because I have a Thursday drive program. And Gabby, I haven't told you yet, but we won the best engagement. No, the best idea for Radiothon. And you were a big part of that. So thank you.
Thank you. I didn't strip.
No, that's right. You didn't.
I partially.
You pretended very well.
Yeah, I did. I totally pretended.
Now, today on the podcast, we're here to talk about and to introduce Jen Dixon, who is the new LGBTI Community Portfolio Manager with VicPol. Jen, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Dee. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, you're new to Joy and also to Victoria Police. You're an unsworn member. Does that mean that you are not actually a police officer?
That's correct. I'm not a police officer. I'm what's referred to as an unsworn. I'm a Victorian public servant, but I've actually been with Victoria Police for just over 2 years.
Oh.
So I came from another another division, and I've moved over to Priority Communities Division, which is part of Corporate Strategy and Operational Improvement Department. So
LGBTI is a Priority community.
It is. So within Priority Communities, there's a number of portfolios that are all specialised in certain areas. So you've got experts in mental health, in disability, LGBTI, human rights, Aboriginal. And so those particular portfolio managers have an expert, intimate knowledge of each community that they represent.
So I met a LGBTI community portfolio manager once before and her name was Dani.
Yes.
What have you done with her?
Dani is... I'm hiding her somewhere. She's a wealth of knowledge. No, Dani previously actually had two portfolios, seniors and LGBTI, which is a massive undertaking for one person. So they've now separated the portfolios. Dani is focusing solely on seniors. Mm-hmm. And I'm the first person to take the LGBTI role just singularly full time. And Dani's actually on leave at the moment, but she's been giving me a vigorous handover and she's obviously done a lot of great work in this particular area. So Dani, if you're listening, and I know that she will be, thank you for everything that you've done for the community in Victoria Police, but also for me in terms of handover. So
yeah,
thank you.
But I got this now.
Yeah. It's time to move on.
Yeah. And Dani is also a Glow.
Yep.
Now she's left the role. She wanted to take on the Glow or a Glow role so she could keep her hand in.
Hang on. I thought a Glow could only be a sworn officer.
No.
Oh, this is educational.
They used to be because the role of the Glow initially was to liaise with the community and be the contact points where you can report crimes to. So you needed to be that kind of a police officer. But now we've broadened it to be any rank and any specific role, any role within Victoria Police, because there's also an internal focus. So we deal with our own members as well as the public. So right. Anyone, if you're in Victoria Police, you can be a GLO.
You don't have to carry a gun to be a GLO, and you can quote me on that. Jen, yes. Let's pretend it was a job interview with Victoria Police. You're dedicated to the idea of becoming the LGBTI community portfolio manager. How did you sell it? How did you get yourself across the line?
Well, actually, I'd done some work. I'd come from an area previously called Community Safety Division, and within that area I was working in a team called Safer Communities, and we actually dealt with the Crime Prevention Officer portfolio. So there, some proactive officers, quite generalist roles that really engage with community stakeholder relationships, and they do a lot of work around crime prevention advice to various organisations, agencies, private citizens as well. And so I'd done a fair amount of work in that particular area, and I was really passionate about proactive policing and community engagement. And a couple of the projects that I'd worked on had that real strong stakeholder community liaison focus. So I found that to be my forte within the police. I had several engagements in other areas, but that seemed to be the right fit for me. And so when this particular role came up, I'd spoken to Dani about it, and obviously I'd worked with Dani quite closely on other projects, and it just really appealed to me in terms of that frontline engagement and that service delivery aspect, which was where I saw myself really wanting to focus my energies.
Do you deal mainly with police officers, or are you client-facing with the public?
Do you know, it's a bit of everything, actually. A lot of the work is directly with the GLOs, providing resources and training materials as well as professional development opportunities. But it's also more at a whole of organisation strategic level. So just as Gabby was saying before, it's not just how the Victoria Police engage with the community externally, but it's also how we look after ourselves in terms of our members and anybody within Victoria Police that's LGBTI. So there's actually a very large stakeholdership to this particular portfolio, as there is with all portfolios, but it's really an internal and an external piece that we need to look at.
Gabby, what's the biggest issue facing LGBTI people in Victoria at the moment insofar as they might interact with the police?
I think it's the same issue that's always been around, and that is the lack of communication and, I guess, approachability to police. People aren't reporting crimes. They're victims of crime. They have information about crimes.
Do you mean specifically crimes that involve their sexuality? Or
yes.
Do you think that there's some people in the community that don't report crimes, period, because they're worried about the treatment they'll receive from Victoria Police?
Absolutely both. People aren't reporting crimes, whether it's relating to their sexuality or gender orientation, or just they're a victim of any type of crime which isn't related to that. They're not reporting to us. And that's simply because, there's numerous reasons that historically they thought we were a homophobic organisation, and they think we still are, whereas we've done a whole lot of work to make sure that we're not. And not that we ever were, but we certainly were responding to, we were policing offences that were basically, if you were gay, that's an offence. So
yep.
As a police force, we had to do that. And like general society, it's changed. So society is more accepting of LGBTI. It's not the abnormal thing anymore. And that's the same within Victoria Police. We're people as well. So we've changed and moved on and evolved like general society has.
There's no compulsion to be from the community to be a GLO, is there? Your GLOs come from all walks of life and all sorts of genders and identities?
Yeah, I think originally when I started in the role in 2008, there was the idea that if you were a GLO, you were a part of that community. But now we know that almost half of our GLOs aren't part of the LGBTI community, they're allies. So it shows how much the organisation has changed, that before people feared being a GLO because people, oh my God, would think that you're gay.
Mm.
Whereas now people want to be a GLO because they find it a rewarding job to do. You're helping a community that feels isolated on a lot of occasions.
And it's heaps fun.
It is heaps of fun.
You get to hang out with heaps of fun kids.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I know it's a long way off, but you'd be gearing up for the Pride March. Victoria Police has been participating in Pride March for some time now, and uniformed officers.
Since 2002, uniform
fantastic.
Page on duty.
And Jen, would this be your first march? Or do you get the opportunity to march with the police if you're not a sworn member?
Yeah, we do. And I actually marched in 2016. And it was amazing because I didn't actually realise the kind of applause and raucous, like, laughter and applause that would happen when I actually marched. People were just going crazy, yeah. And it was amazing. It was like I was in some sort of like rock star band. Yeah. It was great.
It is a thrill when Vic Police come down the line.
It is. Yeah, it's fantastic. I can't march. I found that out pretty quickly. So I was trying to keep in line, and I think I just sort of, you know, messed everybody's steps up. But I tried really hard.
Do you reckon all the sworn officers are saying
yes?
PSO.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Not all.
Unsworn.
Not all of the sworn officers are great marchers either. Because you learn to march at the academy, and some of us have been in the job 20, 30 years and haven't marched since.
Now, I got to ask about this because I was recently in Singapore and I was talking to an officer of the law over there, just socially, who I met at a bar, in fact. And he was saying that in the armed forces as well as the police force in Singapore, you have to maintain a level of health and fitness or you are taken off force. So you don't see a lot of fat cops like you used to back in the 70s around Melbourne. So do you have a certain level of health and fitness that you have to maintain? I mean, clearly you do, Gabby, with all your kayaking.
Thank you. Not necessarily. I think it's changed now for new recruits that they're being tested. Once they've passed all the exams and they're in their station, I think they might have to go back and do some more training, and they're tested then. But after that, no. I'm pretty sure. But I think just in general, people are trying to be more healthy because, I mean, really our job is, if you're a general duties officer, you do have to sometimes chase people. You have to...
robbers, for example.
Perhaps, yes. And you do, I remember when a number of years ago when I was very unfit, I had an elderly man who was drunk. And he was able to run away from me and I couldn't catch him, and that was very embarrassing. And so after that, I got fit.
And now a matter of the public record, so yeah. That's great. You were unfit, really?
Yeah, my
goodness. So how did you manage to turn that around?
I just decided to be healthy and exercise, eat better.
So I imagine that if you're in Victoria Police and you need a supersized uniform, they should just say no. Is that right? Because, I mean, I imagine that the force has to be healthy. I know that we're not all on the beat.
I mean,
but
there's a lot of areas where you're not doing that kind of work. And there are areas where all you're doing is sitting behind a desk and a computer.
Mm.
So just like general, if you're sitting there and you're not exercising and you don't have the opportunity to get up and walk around, it's obviously a lot easier to gain weight and not be healthy.
I want a fit and healthy force. Jen, tell us about your journey to this role. What did you do in the Victorian Public Service before you came to this role?
Yep. So I was, as I said before, I was working with Safer Communities, and that was largely involved with the community, with the crime prevention officers. And then I spent some months just before I came across doing some work with Drug and Alcohol Strategy Unit. So I've been in the organisation for just over 2 years. And previous to that, I was a research officer at the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society. And I'm actually originally from South Australia. So I've been in the state for about 7 years, and with my partner Lucy, we've got a 9-month-old who keeps us very entertained.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, it's his nine-month-old birthday today. Teething, which is interesting, but
you don't care. You're not there.
Yeah,
you're out doing the works.
Well, I think my partner might argue that point.
Well, she won't be listening to this, I'm sure.
I know. It keeps us very busy. But look, I've my time in the organisation has been really enjoyable. I've loved everything I've done. I think Chris with a K was saying earlier that there's a lot of variety to the job. No 2 days are the same. You're always doing something different. And, you know, for me personally, I take a lot of pride in having that community engagement. And really, in this particular portfolio, obviously I'm a member of community. So for me, I've got that added bonus of getting the pleasure out of being able to assist my own community, as well as, you know, working for an organisation that I feel strongly about. I love policing. I love working in that particular area. And I get to help my community at the same time. So yeah, for me, it's win-win.
That's terrific. Jen, what's one thing that you would like to affect change on in Victoria Police?
Well, my focus really, I guess, personally speaking, and I guess hopefully at some point moving more into an organisational aspect, is trans and gender diverse. So as a person that's non-binary, that doesn't really have, I don't really identify as male or female, you know, I've never really had any strong feelings either way. For me, that's something that I take a personal interest in. But also, I think that the way that sexuality as a conversation has moved in the community and more broadly has you know, it's coming a long way. There's quite a lot of positive things that are happening there. Trans and gender diverse is moving along, but there's still a lot of work to be done, and Victoria Police is no different to anywhere else. So I'd really like to further that conversation and see, you know, the trans and gender diverse conversation be broadened out and look at ways in which we can improve things for our not just our members internally, but also for the broader community and how police interact with each other, but also with the wider community.
Fantastic response. Gabby, do we yet have a transgendered sworn police officer at Victoria Police?
We do.
We do.
I believe we have more than one.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So we're coming along, and we want to make sure that as an organisation that we're a safe organisation for people who do sit outside that binary box.
Yep.
So that they are safe and feel welcome. So we're doing a lot of work around that, and Jen's going to be part of that work.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, you've been listening to The Glow Show, G-L-L-O. You can email Gabby Tyack at glowshow, G-L-L-O, show, at joy.org.au. Feel free to ask a question. Big welcome to Jen Dixon.
Thanks,
welcome
Steve.
To The Force.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I've been Dee Mason. Thanks again, Gabby Tyack. You're on Joy 94.9, and this is The Glow Show.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.